MDCT Chief Whip Innocent Gonese said the decision by Mudenda was unfair as Rizayed followed all the procedures. Mudenda, however, said he had not blocked the motion but had simply deferred it.
I want to bring the attention of the House that the official only give advice. The standing orders vest in the Speaker. And the decision of admissibility of motions rests finally.
For more than 10 minutes, lawmakers from the MDC party sang and were joined by their ZANU-PF counterparts. But moments later, the lawmakers from both sides of the house joined hands to debate a motion by MDCT House Leader Thokozani Khuphe calling upon the government to introduce a cancer levy and establish cancer treatment units in every district to save lives. Khuphe, a cancer patient herself, said many women were dying of breast and cervical cancer as cancer treatment is not available, accessible, or affordable. She said the introduction of the levy would save many lives.
This cancer levy, Mr. Speaker, so will ensure that screening facilities are available all the time. It will ensure that chemotherapy is available all the time. It will ensure that radiation therapy is available all the time. And more important, it will ensure that we will intensify our awareness programs because early detection of cancer saves lives. I would also like to call upon this Congress House, Mr. Speaker, so that we recommend the establishment of cancer treatment centers in each and every district.
In her contribution, lawmaker Ruth Labode, also of MDCT, said Zimbabwe had vast resources and should treat cancer patients for free. Lawmakers Joseph Chinotimba and Kenneth Musani of ZANU-PF, among others, also supported the motion but blamed government's failure to look after cancer patients on economic sanctions, which they said were invited by the MDC. Zimbabwe has only two public cancer treatment centers where machines are constantly breaking down as they are overwhelmed by thousands of cancer patients from all over the country. Meanwhile, Parliament has nominated its representatives to the Pan-African Parliament and Southern African Development Community Parliamentary Forum, comprising 10 lawmakers from all the three political parties in the National Assembly and Senate. House Speaker Jacob Mdenda made the announcement saying in the African Parliament, ZANU-PF will be represented by Deputy Senate President Chench Mtengwende, lawmakers Priska Mfumira and Joram Gumbo. MDCT will be represented by Tapiwa Mashakada. Chief Fortune Charumbira will represent traditional leaders. Representatives of the SADC Parliamentary Forum include Senators Monica Mtsangwa, Tambudzai Mohadi, and Samuel Mukanduri, all from ZANU-PF, while the MDCT will be represented by Innocent Gonese. Jasmine Tofa will represent the MDC led by Professor Walshman Ngube. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Ivan Chifera.